Do it again.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.
You're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Hey girl, a martini, shaken, not stirred.
Don't try and church it up, son.
You can't handle the truth.
I am big. The picture that got small.
Your first one's on us.
Welcome to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. I'm your host, Mike Riccolato, with me as always,
Ritzy Bird!
Wah, wah.
And I'm your producer, Soul Joel. Wow,
we was... just did like the 80s wow. overproduced
what just happened there?
80s radio wow. show.
That was the Morning Zoo, what? All the way from Midtown, right here.
Minty?
The Upper East Side.
Hey!
It's who?
It's a very special guest.
A special guest who apparently... is going to be back at the casino in Valley Forge.
It went so well October 19th, we had him back.
We're going to have him back right away. Ladies and gentlemen.
The post-Christmas show. Who
Michael
is it?
Michael B. Burton.
The one and only. No one warms us up better.
Wow. We had a great show.
Look at
you.
Him with the segue.
Oh, we're going to do some warm-up stuff. Let's talk about warm-up.
We're going to talk about warm-up, Mike... but we usually start every show with a drink.
Well, Mike was on the show a few months back, maybe a little longer, maybe a little shorter. We're not sure. And he hasn't aged a day, but
wearing the same clothes, the sticky bastard.
He was so good. And Mike and I share a relationship of we both do warm-up. And he actually comes in and fills in for me when I can't do Dr. Oz.
That's true.
And we never got to talk about it. We had such a good time with you that we never got to talk about warm-up.
We skipped right by it. We had everything else. We talked about everything else.
Cruise ships and
we're probably not going to get to the drinking or the joke.
No, we're going to the... Take it easy
we'll
there, Marcus.
Drinking and joking.
You're the one on the last time he was here. You're the one who went, I love when it just organically happens. And now you're like, let's do the drink. Let's do the joke.
Richie, I'm turning into you and you're turning into me.
That's true. That's true. We both... going to be lesbian.
This is this is an adorable
Do you have a drink besides... What was the one you said last time?
Blanton's.
Blanton's.
I like the Blanton's.
I have
the
to Blanton's try it.
The Blanton's is delicious. Other than that, you know what? Richie can't remember 3 months ago, let alone 30 minutes ago.
Jesus.
I'll tell you what, maybe the weirdest thing
the
I
funny
like,
thing is, I was going to pretend like I was going to act like, no, I just wanted him to say to pretend like it's what, but I really couldn't remember. Even though we just did this.
That was
minutes.
Accidental
I
acting.
Had no idea what it was.
Well, not so like, I actually really, I enjoy bourbons and scotch, of course. During the summer, it's the only time I drink gin and tonic.
Mm-hmm.
When I was bartending, there was a guy said, look, man, during the summer, you'll never have a more refreshing drink than gin and tonic. I was like, I'm not a gin guy.
I'm not
and then
a
I
gin
tried
guy.
And it's so good. Gin and tonic.
I do vodka tonic.
With a little lime. It is. It
gin
really
is
the most
like
refreshing
if you
drink
a Christmas
ever.
Tree.
Gin just
but
scares
you
me.
Must work out like a fiend. I work out a lot?
I work out a little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you just have a good metabolism.
I try to watch everything. I work out so that I can drink whatever I want to drink.
But you don't drink a lot and you're fat. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
The way we like to start every show is...
I didn't know you were
setting
you up. Oh, wait.
Wait I'm sorry.
I didn't
wait, it's 4 months later. You've lost the
weight. Yeah, great. That's your Christmas.
Speaking of Philadelphia, how you doing, Mr. Tasty Cake?
That's right.
Anyway,
so we do warm up. So go ahead.
No. So you like a gin?
I do. I like gin
in the summer.
In the summer, but I'll tell you,
Tanqueray. Where are we going?
I don't really care.
Bombay.
I'm not a big. What's gin? Gin. It tastes like pine needles anyway.
I know.
It's not delicious. You don't do shots of gin. Nobody's going, hey, I'll have a shot of gin.
You know, you're right.
My stepdad.
No one's ever asked for a shot of gin.
My stepdad does that though.
Shots of gin?
No. Dark drinks in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Light drinks in the summer.
No, yeah. No.
Tanqueray. Tanqueray. And Tom.
It's just like clothing.
Tanqueray's bumpy face.
I do like
After Labor
Honey
Day,
Jack.
No light drinks.
You ever do the Honey Jack?
Yeah, I have.
I like the Honey Jack, but I just drink it straight. I just drink it on the rocks.
Yeah.
It's really
only
sweet.
Have like
it
one
is
or two.
Sweet, but just one.
I'm on that low-carb diet, so I can't... I mean, Honey Jack is loaded with carbs.
First time I ever had it was at a show. A woman comes up to me with two shot glasses on a tray. I take them both. She goes, one's for me. I was like, oh, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, there's yours. I honestly thought she was bringing me both. I was ready to have it.
You were 30 seconds away from making this really awkward and weird.
No, you were 30 seconds away from a proposal. You brought me two drinks?
Oh, I'm leaving my wife tomorrow.
I don't like Jack, So I'm not a Jack guy, but I like Fireball.
So
I'll
wait,
drink Fireball.
You do?
When it comes to
whiskey,
you don't look like you're in college, but all right.
I know. I get that all the time, but I like Fireball. I haven't had one in months because I've been on the local.
I think I've only had it a couple of times. It's just that cinnamon
and you know
flavor
what?
To it.
It gives you such a hangover between the sugar and the alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I got a homework assignment for you guys. You have to find it. It's hard to find, but it is worth the effort. It's called Dead Rabbit Whiskey.
Dead Rabbit Whiskey.
Yes.
Shit.
It is really good. It's an
Does
Irish
it have
whiskey.
A okay.
And it is how whiskey's supposed to be made. Like, everybody loves Jameson's. This is like what Jameson's is like the generic
version. Now, I'm not a whiskey
of.
Guy. Whiskey.
You'll like this.
And I'm a Scotch guy.
Right.
I don't like whiskey. Not that I don't like whiskey. Whiskey doesn't like me. But I can do a few JMOs. So if it's a higher end, I'll probably be okay with
You'll,
it.
You're going to pay a little bit more. You're going to enjoy it a lot more.
Okay.
The guy who runs the studios.
Dead Rabbit.
Down at Rachel Ray, where I just did the Swedish show, the Scavlin.
Yes.
The
Swedish
chef.
We're going to talk about that.
But he, after I did, I segued back. But it brings in both. Because at the rap party, we had a whole rap party with all the Swedes and everything.
They'd shoot for 2 days and then have a rap
three,
party?
Three,
you got to love
three.
The Swedes.
We did 3 days. It was a full thing.
Do they have Swedish fish?
They do not. You know, and I. You know what? This year, I didn't make any Swedish fish reference. I don't think I made one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was pretty good about it. But,
unlike me
other,
right now.
The other couple of years, I like threw it in there, and they get really upset.
They get upset.
I'm like, oh, look, a public
We don't
school.
Like that shit.
And we, this doesn't even have anything to do with us. All right. So, but the manager of that, of the whole studio complex, Mark, he had two of the best, and I can't remember that.
Whiskeys?
Fever Pitch or something like that or whatever. There was something.
That was a Jimmy Fallon
Fear
movie,
something.
Wasn't
it? But both of them were really good. And those were
whiskey.
Like, yes. And where you just sit and you just sip
I
on
have
it,
gotten
and
more
it was so good.
Schooling on alcohol from rap parties or shows than anywhere else. You know what I mean? Like, you go to a rap party for a TV show, there's always something there that someone's going, you got to try this, man. And you're going, wow, that's. And I've never been steered wrong. You know what I mean?
Well, you didn't work on Bethany and have Skinny Girl Vodka. You
no,
could have done
didn't.
That. Hello.
Hello. I forgot.
Skinny girl.
Rich, he always
did
has some skinny girl.
Girl.
He drinks it and pukes it
But that was my favorite show to work on. That was great.
Really?
I really like the Swedish show, but when I did Bethany, I didn't expect it to be as great as it was, but it was a lot of fun. What are you saying?
I just heard callback and sort of fist bump and thought,
you
wow.
guys are just so in the conversation that
well,
we're making jokes. And
here's what's going on right
this
now.
This is for the listeners.
Mike has been a warm-up for a long time now, quite a few
I did,
years.
I Revolution back in 11.
With my girl, Jen.
Yes, Dr. Jen. Dr. Jen, Dr.
Love
Tiff.
Her. Well, I gotta
Tim
get
Gunn, Ty Pennington.
Tim Gunn, I forgot. I love Tim Gunn.
Tim Gunn is
Tim
the
love,
nicest guy in the
Shout out
world.
To Tim Gunn, wonderful man.
The
yeah,
nicest
yeah. Do you know
guy
Tim,
in the world.
Tim Gunn? He's a designer. But you know who? You
know,
yeah, yeah.
The fashion guy. I didn't know anything about it. He was the nicest, most professional guy ever.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What a great guy.
Top to bottom.
I remember.
Just great.
I bet he used to be on Oz all the time, season one.
Okay.
And I went into him one day and I said, hey, Tim, my niece is in school for designing. And he was like, before I could get out, he goes, why haven't I met her? Why haven't I met? And I was like, what a great guy. You know what
really?
I mean? You know, he's just such a good guy. So, shout out to Tim Gunn and Jennifer Ashton.
And Dr. Jen. Yeah, yeah. Tim Gunn, when we would do rehearsals before the show, the Dr. Oz is great about it. He rehearses everything.
Oh, he's a pain
He knows
in the
that
ass.
Show. Bang. And it's great, though, because it makes everything run faster. Mm-hmm. Right? Tim Gunn, professional. But he was out there before his rehearsal. He was there for the rehearsal before his, whoever that host
you mean
was.
Like, oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, he was already ready. I'm here, and whenever it's my turn, I'll do my part. So he was there. But sitting with him, watching, like, the other rehearsal for, like, Ty Pennington, him, it's like comics sitting in the back of the room.
Right. He's
like
making
just,
comments.
You thought that was a joke? That did nothing. There was no punchline. But sitting with Tim Gunn, oh, my God,
See,
what
now,
are we talking about?
Saying
I love
Tim
that.
Gunn, but in my head and during your stories, I'm picturing Tracy Gunn from L.A. Guns.
Of course.
They're the same guy, I think. It's
got to be related in
brothers.
Some way. How many guns can there be?
Exactly.
Peter Gunn. So you did that for a year.
I did that for, yeah, the only season it was on.
Remember,
that's my kiss of death.
Right.
You got on around the same time.
Yeah.
And yours
I was
ran
about
forever.
A year ahead of you.
And mine, season
well, and
done.
It's funny because
Bethany, season canceled.
But normally that's when you do warm up for a daytime show. Normally what he's saying is normally what happens, maybe usually two seasons you get.
Sure.
Once they get, because money-wise.
Sure, tell me now.
Let's get it on and let's get it. And I remember sitting with Joey Cola, the king.
Sure.
The king of warm-up. And he got me the Oz gig and he was like, this is going to run for 10 years, man. Easy. It's going to run. I'm like, I just want to get through a year. You know, I just want. And now we're in season 10 and I can't believe it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm kind of spoiled because... Joey R. C. Smith, they even those guys who've now had successful shows, they had those shit shows.
They rotated around.
They had to go for a 6 months here.
Yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
I never had to do that. I've been, you know, like
it's amazing.
Funny.
It really is amazing.
I can't picture how you like the philosophy behind like being a warm up for an entire season. Because I've done warm up, but it was always for like. A German music show that's shooting in Vegas, and it's
right.
going to be one and done.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's going to be a comedy special in Nashville. It's one and done. And it's like, you just go in, you're doing it once, so it's like, you don't learn a pattern. You don't have to
right.
know
right.
when things
well,
are
and
happening.
Here's the
right.
Well, here's the thing about warm-up and TV in general is that every pattern is different. That's why right now we're talking about The View is bringing in 9-10 different people.
They're trying to find the right person because they had
audition.
The same person for 8 years.
But if you sent a person in, right, Tom Kelly.
Tom Kelly, great at it.
Does everything.
Knows the show, knows
yeah.
everything. And every show has its own personality. Dr. Oz
yes.
has its own personality.
And
when
you need to learn
Richie
that
person. Richie is perfect for that show.
Right.
I honestly say that I was perfect for Bethany. Like, because I took over. They didn't like who they had.
Okay.
And then I came
I
in as a
that.
Replacement, and they said,
how long
you're
did
our
she
guy.
Last? A year or two?
Just one season. Yeah.
And so they. Brought you in. She
they could
liked
have gone
you.
Another season, but she didn't want to. But she also, as much as fun as I did have working on it, I think she really didn't know that hosting a daytime talk show is a
it's
job.
It's a lot of work.
It's work. It's a job. And she didn't want to rehearse.
You can't just show
she
up.
She wanted to just do it.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, people love me. And her audience did love her. They were a great audience for
right.
me as a warm up. They were easy.
No, I
and
don't, these people work hard.
Yeah.
Host of a TV show, a daytime TV, I mean, Wendy Williams, she works so hard. And Doc works really, I mean, it's a lot of work, you know. The guys from The Chew were always interesting to me because they got to play off of each other.
Right.
And they seemed to enjoy each other, you know, and I enjoyed watching them because
they came out the same time that Revolution did. We
that's
did
right.
the same thing because I was... RC and I split.
Did you ever do The Chew?
I did. I did okay. the first couple of shows, and then I went off to do Revolution full time, and they got mad.
Yeah.
They were like,
right.
wait, you're leaving us. And I go, yeah, I'm going to a full time show. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but you're our guy. I'm like, twice a week.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's
who's
right.
not going to full time?
And you know who replaced and you? I did.
Yeah.
Because RC Smith called me and said, I'm doing this, and I can't do every show because he was doing Rachel. And it was, and he said, and
yeah.
Burton got the Revolution, and he said, can you think of someone that I go, well, what days are we looking at? And he told me, I go, yeah, me, I can do it. I was running back and forth from Oz
right.
to do it, which was kind of fun, but
right.
then exhausting.
And then he left and went full time.
Well, he left Rachel
Joey went full time. Rachel, and so everybody switched yeah. around, but it's a small community of comics that do it.
Find the right show for
like,
the
you
right
find
guy.
The right show, and if that show
well,
can stay on the air,
when
then you're gold.
When you're like yeah. auditioning someone once or twice for a show doesn't make sense to me
no.
because they need to learn the dynamic of the show. Give them a month.
Right.
If you don't like them after a month, I understand, but give them the month.
It's hard to...
It's a different beast. And I tell I've had a lot of comics call me now because they're auditioning for The View, and I'm like, you're not a comic first.
Yeah.
Get that through your head.
No material.
You're not a comic. No, you can do material.
But you're a cheerleader.
But you're a cheerleader first. And then if there's time or you feel a low, bang in a joke. And think about your act and what's
all
a quick joke.
All the bands I opened up, it's almost the same
see,
philosophy.
You understand because, yeah, I mean,
it's
I
like,
loved your... Tell Mike the story about you with the band.
Which one?
Where you pretended you were a roadie.
Oh, yeah. So when the first time I was going to do warm-up for a band, I went out and I'd, like, put the guitar on and, like, strum
he's
a couple things.
Right.
And then I would
what
like,
band?
check, one, two. Well, this one was for a little local band.
Okay.
But I ended up like doing bigger and bigger
oh,
bands
wow,
later.
Okay.
And I'd go out, check, check, and I'd play with the guitar, then I'd put it back down, then I'd go over to the bass, boom, 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 check, check. Hey, everybody, who's out there from Youngstown? Yeah, all right. And then I'd go behind the drums and hit it a couple times, and I'd just start like, all right, who's ready to go see Dizzy Whore? And they'd say, yeah, oh, where are you from, man? I'm from Pittsburgh. You married?
So they don't even know he's into his act now.
They think I'm like the craziest roadie on the planet. And then I'm like, oh, shit, the band's ready. Who's ready to see the band? All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dizzy Whore. And they go crazy. And then after the show, people are like, dude, you're a really fucking funny roadie. That's way better than going like, you're okay comic.
But did you?
You're not going to be able to do material.
When'd you come up with that?
I just fucking panicked.
Just on the fly?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to open this show. Let me do this.
Go out? They're gonna give me a line.
Yeah, it's great.
That's genius. Yeah. I wouldn't come up with that. I'd still be standing on that stage in a puddle.
I know. I agree. I agree. I think that's great, man.
I think when you do the big shows, when you do Radio City and all that kind of stuff. I've never done it like a roadie right now.
Miss America has like 13,000-14,000 people. You were there. Joel was there this year.
35 out of 50 states weren't even listening to him in the start.
It's like the podcast.
You know who was?
But I won them over.
Portugal?
Yes. It's Portugal in the house. Dude, it's Miss
Colorado,
America. Whatever.
South North Dakota?
In my mind, they're part of America.
South North Dakota.
Where are you out? Where are you at?
But I've done it 3 years now, Miss America. And the first year, I thought I was going out during commercials and things. Like, I was freaking, you know, because I thought, like, but the stage manager, and Dina Blizzard was doing it before me.
Okay.
Who I love.
She's great.
Yeah.
And I saw her doing Anderson Cooper. She was phenomenal.
Yeah. Okay. I've never seen her do warm up, and I'd love
right
to.
Right before Angie great. And I moved out of New York, we went and did, I came and saw you, and we went to every show that I had a friend doing warm up. And we just went because it was like, hey, we lived here for, you know, 18 years. We never went
to a taping?
Any of these tapings
let's get to a
together.
Taping, sure.
So let's just do it. We didn't have the money to go to a Broadway show or whatever.
Or go to a free TV show.
Yeah. So every morning we went and
but
saw
they're,
TV
they're touristy
shows.
Things that you never took advantage of.
Yeah, and then we would, and we knew the comics, so that we always got treated like gold,
right.
You know, like RC made sure we sat in the seats where we got to eat the food and
right,
stuff.
Right.
And so,
which you love.
That's because your wife is good looking. That's the only reason. Your wife wasn't good looking. That wouldn't have happened.
I'm going to tell you
don't
right
think
now.
RC.
I don't care.
I'm just telling you.
I got to eat the food. That's all I cared about.
When we, at the Oz show, when we don't do a giveaway, they're like, we didn't get a giveaway. I'm like, this is your giveaway.
Right.
It's a free show.
Yeah.
But I took pictures of everybody doing their thing, you know, like, because I was proud of my friends. And as soon as I started posting them up, I got all these comics like, yeah, so what show are you trying to do warm up for? Who are you aiming for? What are you trying to? And I'm like, no, I'm just not allowed to support
whose
my
job
friends.
Whose job you gunning for?
Yeah, they all think I'm trying to steal somebody's job. I'm like,
no, it's so weird.
We've all heard that.
Yeah.
But you, who's Richie actually got me on Oz. Job?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right.
Richie
I
got me
about
on
that.
Oz.
Season but one.
I don't think he knows at all. I've never mentioned it. I don't think
you,
I've ever mentioned it
you
when I've
killed
won.
It. And Oz loved you because he. I forgot about this.
Well, you were on screen?
We
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
two warm-up comics that have been on and zero for Richie?
I don't even think you'd done warm up
fake
yet.
One.
No.
Pete Holmes' show.
It was season one. It
had to be season one.
And
because you were at NBC.
Yeah, they used to ask me, in season one, they'd ask me, do you know anyone who could ask this question or do this or do that? And then they realized, I don't know what happened. I guess they don't want to do pros anymore. They want to just do regular people.
Try to do organic, whatever.
And and so I had recommended Mike, and you ended up ad-libbing with Oz.
I did. But here's the deal. They called me up, and Richie said, they're going to have you ask a question to Oz. So the producers called me and said, we want you to ask a question to Oz. And I go, I got a great question. And they go, really? And I go, yeah. I said, every athlete who gets caught with steroids always blames B12. Is it really something that B12 does? Like, can you actually take it? Maybe it just takes longer than steroids? Or what does B12 do? And they go, huh. Well, here's what we want you to ask.
Why do my balls smell
that
like a garbage dump?
Almost, close. They said, here's what we want you to ask. How do you know if you have hemorrhoids? And I go, yeah, I like my question better. And I go, yeah, well, here's
why
what we're going to have you ask.
Well,
so you're going to ask about your ass. And so I did. And
you ask about your ass.
I asked it, had to ask about hemorrhoids. How do you know if
but
you
have you a hemorrhoid? Ended up, you got up and you started ad-libbing with him about something that happened earlier. And I could, and he was so new at the time. That was early on in the show. And I could see a twinkle in his eye. And you killed it. You were funny. But I could see a twinkle. And I knew, I got to tell you, I knew I could play with him based on how he loved that you were playing off of him.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm like, cool. That's great.
I can go a lot further with this guy than I thought because I could tell that he enjoyed it. And sure enough, I started going further. And now I just make fun of him.
That's great. See, I don't have that. I don't have that part like with him. But it is his audience is good, and the crew is great to play with.
Yeah.
And I enjoy being able to go in and sub in.
Right.
It's a fun show. There's some that
some of the shows get that, serious.
I mean, I'm still sticking to my guns that you need to bring some of the crew in for the show.
No, I would love. No, I want to do that. I definitely would love to have the Seth on.
With them.
Yeah.
I just went to a taping and I was like, oh my God, Richie, the way he talks with everybody, they should be on the show.
Right. Well, we had Oz on the podcast.
He was great.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And he was great.
It was great.
He was just making fun of me, and it was almost like he was getting me back for 9 years.
He said him and Richie looked like the number 10.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he goes 100. And then he looked at all of us and goes, 1,000. I was like, Dr. Oz just fat shamed and call us all fat.
And then I said, you know, you're not supposed to be fat shamed. And he goes, who's listening?
No. He goes, don't worry. We go, don't worry. No one's listening. He goes, no, they assured me of that before I agreed to this. Now.
That's great.
Earlier you talked about learning the dynamics of a show.
Right.
Richie has some interesting audience members. Have you had interesting audience members of different shows that you've gone to?
Probably the same ones.
You know what's funny? So
speaking of dynamics of shows.
They go to all the shows.
So here's the thing. My first couple of days when I auditioned to do The View, Tom Kelly came and watched, and he would critique.
Who was the warm-up guy
for 8 years.
And he's moving on to the Michael Strahan show.
Right. Well, he does 3 hours of Good Morning America.
Good Morning America.
He does the first two and then does the extra.
So he can't do both.
Michael Strahan part. So they're auditioning different people for The View. So I'm there the first week that they're taping and for this season. I'm there. They're opening. Hey, welcome to season whatever, 21, I think.
Yeah, whatever.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
So I go in and unbeknownst to me, I was with the audience. I'm playing in the audience on a commercial break. Some guy stands up with a Trump 2020 banner and starts yelling shit. I was so into what I was doing on my
side.
I didn't see it at all. After the show, Tom is like, that was great. You didn't play off of that? You didn't worry about that? I go, I didn't even fucking see that. I never had to deal with that.
What exactly are you talking about?
Security got him and like took him out immediately. And I saw that, but I was like, wow, that guy really had to pee. Oh, all right. Couldn't be more oblivious.
And he needs the muscle to go escort him.
Just walking around aimless. Like, hey, all right, everybody.
That guy
let's
must
clap
be hung.
Or something. Wow. We're going to come right back from commercial and we're going to clap real hard.
Wow. Hey.
And it was, but that was one of those things. I've had weird audience members, but they're always, hey, can you get them to do this? And I was like, no, I make you clap. What authority do you think that I have in this show
at
all?
To make them do anything.
I promise. I can't get Dr. Oz to give you an autograph. I can't get him to hug you. I can't get him to give you a prescription. That's not going to happen. That's never going to happen. I promise you that's never going to happen.
He said it's hilarious. Some people come with these preconceived notions that they're going to meet Dr. Oz and he's going to heal them like he's some sort of super doctor.
Yeah.
They'll fall on the set and they come over with a waiver like, all right, like we're going to take you in an ambulance. They're like, no, I just need to talk to a doctor. Yeah, we're going to take you to one.
Yeah,
we're going to a hospital. Yeah. They're like, no, we just want to see Dr. Oz. They're like, no,
It's
all right,
happened
I'm fine.
A couple of times. And they're like acting like they fell.
Yes.
And then, you know, they're like, yeah, we're going to take you to the hospital. And, no, I just need a doctor to look at me. Yeah, we're going to take you to one. you know what I mean? But in all fairness, we have had people who either felt sick or whatever, and he has come out and, like, looked to pulse and all that stuff because he can't help himself. It's what he is, you know? He's a doctor.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I was there, he gave me a prostate exam.
Is that what you call it? Now, I got to tell you something.
I hope it was his finger.
We were talking about Miss America, and I was saying the first year I thought I had to go out during commercials and stuff. I didn't. I just had to go up in the beginning and get them riled up for 10 minutes. They're kids in college mostly.
Right.
They're there for their school, for their girl. And I'm getting them, you know, they're already riled up. There's 13, 14,000, right? So the second year I go out, I get them riled up, whatever. This year, I asked Vinny Nardiello to help me shout out to Vinny Noriello to help
shout
me
out to Vinny Noriello
to write some jokes with me about the different states.
To I'm punch like, it up.
Nothing mean, though. We can't be mean, you
right.
know?
Not roasty.
Which is hard.
You can't be roasty.
Do,
right.
Do you want to
right.
write the joke so, that never made it?
Because half of my jokes in Miss America is just me going, is Rhode Island here? And they
right.
all have signs and they all go crazy, you know? It's 10 minutes of that. So Vinny wrote jokes, but he wrote jokes that some of them were just for me. You know what I mean? Like, and I was like, Vin, I can't say that. He goes, oh, I know, but I do. And one that he wrote that killed me was, I was backstage talking to Miss Utah. It's interesting. We can only have one Miss Utah, but you can have three Mrs. Utahs.
It's a Mormon joke.
I gotcha.
Oh. Oh, Burton's face was like.
And I thought that was such a great
joke. In my head, I'm like, I don't think you can use that.
Oh, yeah. No, I couldn't. No. Of course I couldn't. But I said to Vinny, I can't use that. He goes, I know you can't use it. I wrote it for you.
But tell what happened when you're on stage.
I hate when you do this.
Okay. So he's on stage, and he goes, yeah, it's too bad this year. There's no swimsuit.
I go, I wrote a bit about, because they
right,
got rid
out
of
the
swimsuit.
Sure.
And I was going to say that
they hate America.
Underneath I'm wearing a swimsuit.
Have you ever heard 15,000 people
boo
at the same time?
But they weren't booing me. They were booing the
idea of you in a swimsuit.
No.
yeah, that's what it sounds like. You better watch the way you tell the story. That's exactly the way it sounds.
They were booing the people in charge who've decided that
right,
swimsuits are offensive to women.
Boo.
Dude, and now in my head I'm like, okay, I've just brought up the 800-pound gorilla in the room. And the people in charge of all
that
of this
gorilla's in
are
a
here, and I come off, and I'm like,
"He's got to do 15 minutes. We're 4 minutes in."
Yeah, and I'm, but I got, they got over that. They got over that. I did the Miss Utah joke, and they were fine. And
Miss South Carolina, come on,
but
answer more questions.
I come off the stage thinking somebody's gonna like whisk me out of here. I'm
yes.
done
yeah.
because I brought up that. I didn't know. I thought everybody agreed to get rid of it. I didn't
you have
know
somebody
that,
you can recommend for next year.
No. The funny thing, they were all like, hey, great job, man. I'm like, okay. I wasn't going to go, what about the swimsuit?
No, you went like,
nobody's listening.
No, you went because underneath this suit later on, I got my two-piece.
I said I got my two-piece and I'm wearing heels and, you know.
You're like, what a waste of a spray tan. And you brought him back.
Yeah, Vinny wrote that, which was funny. Thank you.
That is funny.
Yeah, what a waste.
Good job, Vinny.
West Virginia coal mining joke.
Yeah. I mean, you guys.
So the bottom line here, we spent a lot of time on warm-up. What?
I'm waiting.
But I think it's interesting that what people don't understand is there's so many other aspects of this job that you can do. Cruise ships.
Producing shows.
Whatever.
Comics not getting back to you fast enough on avails.
That was a shot at me, I think.
No, it was not.
No. Because I don't get back to anybody on avails. That's why.
Is that on me?
That's because Richie doesn't
know.
Is that just in general?
Richie doesn't know how texting works.
Just comics in general.
Comics in general.
Well,
yeah.
What's texting?
Well, you know what's funny? It's like somebody told me, I'm thinking about opening a comedy club. It's like, you're going to deal with comics all the time?
Yeah.
Who wants to do that?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
It's got to be. It's tough, man. I mean, I get to work with comics, but to have to deal with all those comics and the comic that's always on.
But club owners, I can count on one hand. The club owners aren't dicks.
But I'm talking about comics who, like, there's always the guy who wants to move up way before he's ready to move up. And you have to be now honest.
Selling
you can't be
themselves.
Honest comic friend.
Yeah.
And be like, dude, you're not ready. I mean, that's hard to do.
Sell themselves as a headliner.
An owner has to just keep going, no, you know what? And it's always that, I can use you more if you're middle. I can use you twice a year if you're a headliner. I can only use you once, maybe every year and a half, you know, and whatever excuse they can come up with.
I love the club owner who tells someone, like when, say, a middle act goes, hey, man, I really want a headline. He goes, yeah, talk to the booker. I'm all in. I'm all in. And you know that he's calling the booker going,
don't
I'm
you
not
dare.
Headlining.
Don't you
and then
dare.
they get mad at the booker. It's like, you really think if a club owner really wanted you to headline, you'd be headlining. Like, I love these comics who think, can you believe that booker hates me? Fuck that booker.
It's like when you walk in the first time you meet somebody, like, at a club. Like, and this happened to me in Syracuse at Wise Guys back in the day. And great club. And this guy walked in. He's featured. I'd never met him before. And but he's opens our conversation with never meeting him before. Like, I really want to headline this club. I really need to be headlining this club. So I know he's thinking he's going to bring it all week. And I'm like, dude, man, do your show. Right. You want a headlight, you got to, yeah. He bombed so hard on that first show where the owner comes charging into me. While he goes, what's he talking to me about, headline? I was like, I don't know. I didn't tell him to. Stop yelling at me. I know you're mad. Why are you yelling at me?
Mike Kinney. And, Sackett's Harbor.
Yes, yeah, I remember that.
Mike Kinney, one of my old
Denver.
Great guy. Yeah, one of my best friends. I mean, I love the guy. So where I'm opening every 6 months up in Sackett's near Watertown for Steve Cruiser. Do you know Steve?
No.
I love Steve Cruiser. He's just
so we were friends. We became friends pretty much through there. We knew each other before then. Kenny, the three of us, good friends. We hang out, blah, blah, blah. So I'm driving with Mike Kenny somewhere to like a store or something. And I go, Mike, you know, I'd really like to throw my hat in the ring, the headline. And he goes, okay. And I go, no, I think I'm ready. And he goes, yeah, no, okay. And I'm like, I go, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, next time through you can headline. I go, well, I thought this was going to be a lot harder. He goes, I would have headlined you 3 years ago. You just never asked, and I wasn't going to move you up.
Are you serious?
He's getting a great show.
He goes, we have
a
fun time. We always have a fun time with Cruiser and all. Why would I move you up? I can pay you to me. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
That's great.
That's great.
When I used to book stand-up New York, my philosophy was always just be completely honest. And somebody would tell me they're ready to play the weekend. They're ready to. I go, okay, I'll give you a weekend. You're going after Jim Gaffigan, and then Jim Norton's going up, and then I'll put you on.
Yeah, imagine.
But if you don't kill,
right,
I can never use you again. You can never come back.
That's a great way of putting
it. Do you want to do it? And then 99% of the time they go, no, that's cool.
No, I'm good.
I'll just keep doing Wednesday.
Yeah. It's tough, man.
Because that's who you're up
I've
against.
Never,
yeah, had, here in the city.
Do I tell Dave Attell, you can't go on?
But you know what?
We got this new guy.
Lucian used to have a thing. He used to have a list. And comics would come in and go, I want to play your club. And you go, all right, well, tell me on this list, you have Gaffigan, Attell, Ted Alexandro, Todd Barry, Jerry Red back in the day, all these guys. And
who am I knocking off?
Yeah, who do you want to? Who are you better than? Like who would you take off of here? I'll move
to Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm.
Well, you know, I always felt
what's a nice town, Charlotte.
I mean, you're probably the same way, and I shouldn't. You're gonna move me up when other comics are going. I don't want to follow this guy anymore.
Right. When it's not a step up from your middle to the headliner, that's when you move up.
Right.
That's when I did it. I mean, that's when everybody gets
I love when, and I know in this day and age there's not as much money, and you have like middle acts going, yeah, I'm not making enough money. That's not anybody's problem but yours. So go be funnier, make it where no one can follow you, and then they'll move you up.
Yeah.
In my mind, you don't have to ask to be moved up.
No, you know I don't know that
I've never.
You just said Mike Kinney.
It's the only time in my life it ever happened. And he goes, I would have moved you up 3 years ago.
There was a club that never moved me up, and I just stopped working for him. I never called him. They're like, right. We never hear from you. I'm like, yeah. Because you never moved me
that's
up. Everybody else moved me up.
That's the other
so
thing.
So that's on me. That's right. Either I can choose to just feature for you, or I cannot.
Exactly. Exactly.
If I'm going to feature, it's going to be for a Dave Attell or somebody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that. Just being on it, like that's just the way it is.
A household name.
Other than that, yeah. If we're all doing a show together, whatever. But
yeah,
whatever position you have, you have.
The same,
I'll still host.
I'll immediately go. I'll host. I don't give a shit if we're all getting the same money. I'll do any position
yes.
on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if it's like the headliner gets this, feature gets this, MC gets this, no, I'm going to headline.
Right.
You're going to put somebody else in? Fine.
Yeah.
See you next year.
If I've seen your lineup and everything, and we're all being honest, then this is the way it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop blaming the bookers. Stop blaming the owners. Look in the mirror.
Where were you when I was a booker?
Wow.
That's what I'm trying to say.
We got deep on that one.
I know.
So what we do secondly on the show is we usually tell a joke.
We can go street joke?
You know what's funny?
A street joke?
A few months ago, the last time Burton was on, we ended with a street joke, and we haven't done that since or before.
I think we haven't done it since. If this is do either of you guys have a street joke you want to go with?
Do you?
I can do one. All right, this is one of the only ones that I use. There's a couple that I keep in my pocket just in case something happens in the audience. I had a fight break out one time in an audience, It was at a fundraiser. And a fight broke out. A guy was on his cell phone. Another guy wanted to watch the show for some reason. And got upset when this guy was on his phone and wouldn't get off his phone. So he said, hey, man, can you get off your phone or take it outside? And this, I didn't know any of this. I was told after the show. And he goes, no, yeah, I'll be fine. And stays on his phone. And guy asked him again, no. And he just got up and just started wailing on him.
Wow.
So nice. The lights come up, and I'm like, what's going on? And so it happened, like, over here on this side. And I'm like, holy shit. And this, like, the audience is over here, like, close to the stage. They can't see it. They're like, no, no, go ahead. I'm like, no, no, no. Hold on a second. Let's just wait till that's done. It'll end because it has to. And then I'll get you back. And they were great.
Said the guy who missed the Trump 2020 sign.
Yeah. This I'm paying attention to. This
what
one,
sign?
I'm right here. I'm right here, everybody. I'm going to wait. So it is taken care of. But then, like, I didn't know how to follow it. I didn't know anything to do. Like, so who's married? Like, you can't do that right after a big fight. So this is a street joke that I keep in the pocket. And then I can take him wherever I want after this. All right. So third grade class. Teacher's up front. She says, okay, look, we have these testing coming up. You guys are not doing well in math, so I'm going to give you some math problems. You work them out. Tell me what the answers is, and we'll get all this. All right, so first question. We have three birds sitting on a tree branch. One gets shot. How many are left? What's the answer? Little boy goes, oh, none. She goes, none? What do you mean none? He goes, well, the one bird got shot. The other two get scared and fly away. None. He goes, oh. All right, well, I can see how you got that. I like the way you think. Okay, can you give me another example of something like that? He goes, all right. You have three women sitting on a park bench, one's all eating ice cream cones. One's licking it, one's eating it, one's sucking it. Which one's married? She goes, oh, the one sucking it? He goes, no, the one with the wedding band, but I like the way you think.
That's trick jokes and storytelling.
Last call.
Thanks for listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.